Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sunny Side Up. I'm your host, Jessie May, and I'm so excited to be with you. Oh, what a gorgeous morning we're having here in Venice Beach, coming to you live this morning, this exquisite Tuesday morning. And I'm just so grateful to connect with each and every one of you from far and wide. I love that we have listeners in China. We have listeners in Europe. We have all over North America, India, Tokyo. It just amazes me, and I love each and every one of you, and I love that you get to tune in and plug in at your leisure. And for those of you live, I know there was some snow on the East Coast, hopefully the last round, but wherever and whenever you're tuning in, it's always the right time, and that's the power of this technology that we have, the way that we get to connect and to plug in. And that's actually the source and the inspiration for a lot of what we're going to be talking about today. So if you're new to the show, I want to welcome you. If you're a regular Heart Riser and part of the growing, beautiful community, I welcome you. I love having all of you here. And as I said, whenever you're listening is when it's meant to be. And today I have a really important topic that I'll be unpacking and diving into very shortly. I wanted to just give some juicy updates, as there is a lot cooking over here, and I wanted to just let everyone know what's going on. So we've got, last night we had an incredible session at the Den. So any of you here in Los Angeles, I highly encourage and invite you to come on out. We had a full house, candlelight, just epic, magic on so many levels. We really got high on heart in the truest sense. And those of you who know, I'm all about the heart and activating, igniting that powerful source within and what's possible when we do, how we can recalibrate our whole being, our body, our mind, and connect with our source, our spirit. And it's such a powerful practice, and it was just beautiful to witness and to feel how activated. The owner was like, when we walked out, she's like, wow, that was a session. You can feel it. It's amazing what happens. So if you're interested in experiencing Heart Rise Meditation, 9 o'clock Monday nights, it's magic. Saturday mornings on the beach too, 8:30. That's also my jam, one of my favorites. We are seaside down by the water, Rose Avenue. We gather. You can come find us. I'm usually in a colorful caftan, bring a cozy beach towel. We lie down and we get down to it with the waves, and it's guided and it's powerful. So that's also a beautiful way to open your weekend, and those sessions are really special. So if you're interested in experiencing Heart Rise, those are some of the ways. I want to mention I've also got something very juicy that we're cooking up for those of you far and wide who are not here in the City of Angels, as I get many requests. We're actually cultivating a space for all of you to access, which is happening. So I won't say more than that, but it is on the way. So I am listening to you, loves, to you, Heart Risers, and I want to make it available to everyone. So that is definitely in the pipeline and not too far off. So stay tuned. If you want to stay tuned, the best way to do that is through the website. You can make sure to pop in your email. I'm very sensitive to not oversend stuff, so just know that. And there will be different options there too. But you can also find me on social, on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff through jessiemay.com. So check that out and come say hello. I love connecting with you, each and every one of you. It just warms my heart to know the impact that this practice and this way of living from the heart can have in your lives, just witnessing the transformation and seeing people come back after having gone through experiences with Heart Rise, whether working together in long periods of time and, you know, over the course of sessions, and I work privately with people, as well as just seeing how a lot of the courses and workshops and retreats have impacted people in radical ways, and to witness what you all are doing right now really moves me profoundly to do what I do and to show up like I do. And that's the spirit of what this is all about. So a couple of other little updates, and then we're going to move right into today's topic, which I can't wait to get into. I want to mention that Tulum is officially confirmed. I'm really excited about that. I've already got a wait list. We've already got several of you on our crew who are joining. And I'm getting all the materials together right now. So if you want, you can email me, heartrise@jessiemay.com, and secure your spot, because we will fill up. That's going to be mid-October. Very excited about that. We get high on heart in Tulum. It's Wild Heart Retreat. It's an incredible week in heaven with all kinds of powerful activation and inspiration. We play, we relax, we unwind, we heal, we laugh, we dance. Full moon, all kinds. It's nourishing. There's delicious food. It's literally one of my favorite things to do. And so that's happening in October. The week is confirmed. So again, you can email me if you're interested. And there's lots more happening. I have a workshop Wednesday night here in LA at Wanderlust this Wednesday. So if you're here, I'd love to see you and share more of the HeartRise wisdom and method. And there's going to be an activation. You'll get a real opportunity to experience the rhythm of HeartRise and what it's all about. It's pretty awesome. And the sessions there have been incredible. And more workshops to be on the lookout for, too, as well as some other very fun events, which I will save. So do stay tuned. If you're not plugged in, be sure to come find me on social or sign on up so that you can stay tuned. Because I've got several more fun things happening this month, but I want to jump into today's topic, which is so important and just feels like such a call for all of us right now. I know myself in a big way, and for everyone that I'm working with, I'm seeing this as a really powerful theme and something for us to really strongly consider, and not just consider, but embrace. And I'm talking about keeping it simple. So as always with the show, I love to share and I love to open the space up for ideas, inspiration, insights, themes that come through in my practice, in my work with thousands really at this point. We were doing some numbers and I've said hundreds and upon thousands, and I've reached and worked with over thousands now. We're way into the thousands, and with the show, I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of you who listen, and it's just unbelievable to me how many hearts are being reached, and I'm so moved. And if you feel called, and if this practice, if HeartRise moves you, then please do pass it on, share it. We are being so called to connect with our hearts, and that's the very spirit of why I started this show in the first place. And that's sort of where I wanted to begin the discussion for today to talk about, because when I started this now well over 4 years ago, it's amazing to me to look at how things have expanded and grown and evolved with this particular vision, with what I'm creating and what's happening with HeartRise as a movement. And in the world, even just looking at even the technology and how things have just grown and shifted and changed and how rapidly they are. And it's an incredible opportunity for us to connect more than ever. And it's also daunting in the overwhelm and in the access to so much, which can really be consuming, be all-consuming. And, I mean, our attention can be so splayed and splintered and scattered. And focus is our gold, you know, to really be able to focus in today's world with so much coming at us can seem and feel very overwhelming. So as always, I love to share and offer different pieces and nuggets and quotes and ideas and inspiration. My invitation, as always, is to take and allow whatever feels true for you and to welcome it into your consciousness, your heart, your mind. My invitation is to be open to the experience as we unfold together in this space and allow whatever lands to land, whatever doesn't feel true, let that go. The beauty of sharing and connecting in this way is that we really get to have an opportunity to listen and to learn what is true for us. And the more open we are, the more available we are to our truth. And that's the very wisdom of the heart. So when I began to come back to that point, when I started this show, my intention was to connect hearts, to connect souls, to connect with others throughout the world. And that's what it's really been all about, and that's what it continues to be about. And it's such a blessing to have this opportunity to connect in this way. And there was a magic about the simplicity of being able to literally dial in and plug into all of you in this way. And we have access. We have this capacity to connect. And what I want to share as a starting point with simplicity is that simplicity is actually a sort of coming home. It's a connectedness. It's something that is innate to all of us. And it's really actually ironically what we're all seeking in that outside world in all the different ways now, the technologies and the new this and the new that. We're all longing so desperately to connect. You know, when we simplify, what is it that we're keeping so busy with? Why is it that we're so consumed with the next best thing, with this more cycle, this destination addiction where we keep going and we keep going and we keep going? What is it that we're craving, that we're seeking so desperately? And despite that we don't speak about the desperation, there really is this kind of underlying energy that's this need to get ahead, this chase, if you will. I mean, the very concept of the pursuit of happiness, there's this pursuit, this mad pursuit, this mad dash. What are we all running so quickly to get to? This is the very question. This is one of the reasons I was so compelled to begin my work as a coach and to really understand the human condition, to come home to my own truth and in so doing connect with others. And one of the secrets, one of the real pivotal pieces that I've uncovered along this journey of now coming up on its 8+ years now that I've been working as a coach, and many more that I've been a seeker, a lover, a giver, a journeyer, if you will. I've been a writer for so many more years than that, and I've, you know, really been curious on this human journey that we're all on, this human experience. And it's incredible how much we can learn when we take the time to connect with our own truth. And so that's the invitation with today's show. I really want to encourage you, wherever you're at in your busy day, whatever's going on, there's always a lot, to just take a moment. Why don't we do this together, where you just allow yourself to drop in. If you can, I encourage you to bring a hand to your heart. I know that some of you listen at work, and some of you have gotten your whole office crew, your teams on board with listening, which is awesome. Bring one or both hands to your heart and just allow yourself here to drop in, taking a nice, long, easy breath, and just allow yourself to come home here inside. See if you can feel for your heartbeat, just tuning in and just allowing yourself to drop in, to simplify, to come home here for a moment. It's amazing how this simple practice of dropping in can give us so much serenity, can actually recalibrate us. And doing that throughout the day, doing this when we awaken in the morning, to allow ourselves to come home to our hearts, which in my experience, our heart is the way, our heart is the path. And simple lives here in the heart. The heart is not complicated. It's you know who. It's the head trip. It's the ego mind that is complicating matters. So simply by coming home, and initially it can feel overwhelming, or it can also feel blocked. You may notice too that there's a lot of resistance, a lot of chatter, which can be very normal. If that's the case, I would encourage more heart rise. And if your mind is resistant to this idea, then I would encourage you to explore ways that you can connect with your internal knowing with your internal compass, because we're so swept out to sea for the most part. There is so much going on, and I work with all kinds of different people, from CEOs to healers to artists to people in recovery, business, creatives, all kinds, celebrity. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. Whatever the story is, whatever the life experience is, at the end of the day, when we come home to our truth inside, when we connect with the heart that lives in each and every one of us, that's where the magic lives. And that's where the simplicity is. Our heart is simple. Our heart is wise. Our heart is all-knowing. And when we come home to this, anything else that can seem overwhelming will find a way to be metabolized. And this is the very practice of Heart Rise. I'm simplifying it, which it actually is very simple, but I'm giving you just a very gentle taste of what it is that we get to do. And the power of the heart as this source, as this aliveness, is so much greater than any busyness that the mind would have us subscribe to. The mind is running on this train and that train, and there's so much going on. And I share this today in particular because I'm seeing this ever-growing theme for so many of us, where there's just so many opportunities to do so much. And I see this a lot with my work with entrepreneurs, where it's like, oh, my God, the next best thing, or, oh, my God, the next program, the next course, the next this, the next that. And now with virtual opportunities and things that you can do online, it's a never-ending story. If I tell you how many clients have come to me and they've done every program under the sun and they're still seeking, it blows me away. And it's because we're investing in this source outside of ourselves to tell us what's true. And no wonder we keep seeking, because we're not finding, because we're not coming home inside. This is the very simplicity that is the way. This is the very connectedness that lives inside of us. I like to call it our heart compass, that will always show us what's true. And when we're so busy going and doing and having and chasing and making it all happen, first of all, that's exhausting. And second of all, we lose touch. Our hearts get hardened. So on that note, I'm going to share, I always love to share some beautiful quotes, and oh, I get so moved when I really come home to my own heart. And, you know, what I've also found is how much access and wisdom we have when we come home to our hearts. Some of you have heard me share this, but when I started doing my first workshops and my first podcasts and any presentations that I was doing for that matter, I would have such specific anal notes and outlines. And I'm not saying that that's not important and that that's not powerful. And I do for my longer programs, of course, as a framework, sort of like the riverbed. But it's the riverbed that holds the flow. The flow is the stream. The flow is the very aliveness that moves through the heart. That is the spirit of Heart Rise. For any of you who are new to Heart Rise, Rise stands for radiant, integral, soul energy. It's an energy that moves through the heart. And there's science to support this. It's an electricity. It's a source. It's a plug-in that we can, it's an activation. We can literally plug into that stream, that aliveness, that fuego, that power, that passion. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It's this fuego, this very passion that can inspire the action and that can take the complicated aspects out of it by just distilling it. It's in the allowing simple to guide us that we find our way. So I'm going to share a few beautiful quotes, and it's interesting too. I actually looked up, as I love to. I love to unpack words and really get to the source. And some of what simple is described as: easier to understand, to deal with, to use. Not elaborate. It's a simple manner. A simple truth. And I found this so interesting because simple and truth, in my experience, are synonymous. When we've come home to simplicity, we've come home to our truth. a beautiful quote that I came across, and this just so speaks to what I'm sharing and what I feel in my heart and know is true. Living simply makes loving simple. Now that, and I'll say it again, living simply makes loving simple. And just let that land for a moment, because there's so much wisdom to that. And it's this idea that we get so busy, we get so caught up, we get so overwhelmed. And I see this so much of the time, because although I work with a lot of business, you know, entrepreneurs and CEOs and leaders and visionaries, I also, all of these people that I work with have relationships. We all do, of course. That's, you know, that's how we roll. And, you know, love and relationships and connection and communication is everything. It's so important, whether it's in our businesses or in our personal lives. And if we're not living simply, guess what that makes love look like? Complicated, yeah? So when we live simply, when we come back home to our truth, what lights us up? And we'll talk about that. I'm going to share a few ways to come home to the simple for you, for each of us, some invitations. But when we're living more simply, when we're not so busy-minded, when we're not so overwhelmed, we can also love. And we get to love and we get to live from this simple vibration where we can actually go outside and smile at someone who's passing us by or look up and see the light that's dancing in the leaves and the way the wind is moving and feel the temperature of the cool, fresh air. To be present is to be simple. There's such power and such grace in that simplicity. And yet we get so busy and so overcomplicated that we lose our way. Another one of my absolute favorite quotes, this is a Leo Tolstoy. Well, actually, there's a couple I wanted to share in Einstein, but I'll share this one too. There is no greatness, this is Leo, where there is not simplicity, goodness, and truth. There is no greatness where there is not simplicity, goodness, and truth. We seek to make these big, complicated structures, and I'm speaking metaphorically, whether it be business or new developments or this or that, and all of those things can be extraordinary, and I'm not diminishing even the advent of technology and the, you know, the offerings that it you know, the ways in which it can facilitate incredible communication, dynamic creativity, all these amazing things. Yes, but if you look at even a company like Apple, for example, where there's a simple aesthetic, there's a simple underlying principle, philosophy, spirit to it all. That's where the power is. That's where the truth is. And so it's how can we take all the complicated aspects of our mind, of our busy ways, and how can we distill, how can we come home? And the beauty of working with the energy of the heart is that it is the great metabolizer. You have within you this powerful source that has the wisdom to uncomplicate, to bring the simple back, to come back to that wholeness. Imagine how powerful that is. And that lives in each and every one of us. We just get so busy that we can't connect with it. This is the Einstein quote I wanted to get to, and I just love this because it breaks it down. If you can't explain it to a six-year-old, you don't understand it yourself. Booyah. Boom. Right there. One of the ways that HeartRise came to me, this four-step rhythm that I share and I teach in my in the meditation sessions and my practice, is it's a rhythm. It's a four-step rhythm that I was able to uncover through witnessing, experiencing what was happening as we were plugging into this very source, this aliveness within us. And so much of it, when the clarity came through around what it was that was happening to ignite and to metabolize and work with this powerful energy with our hearts, when I started to really pay attention and observe and watch and witness how it was playing out with so many different people, as well as, you know, where it was working and where it wasn't, people who were shut down in their hearts didn't have access, and people who were right in their hearts and alive and working with this energy were very much able to be that, and children were living and breathing HeartRise just naturally because they weren't all caught up with the busy. They weren't all caught up in the complicated. I'm personally, right now, things are going and growing and opening and happening with Heart Rise Movement, and the temptation to take on more, to take on more, to take on more is overwhelming. And that's one of the ways and one of my offerings for you today in this show and at this time, wherever you're at in your life, is where can you begin to make choices that honor your heart's truth, your heart compass? Because the temptation to take on more, to say yes to more, is there. It's tempting. It's alluring. And often it's, you know, whether it's making choices to engage more with, you know, we'll see someone and we'll make a, you know, a commitment to do something that in truth, when we come home to ourselves and we're like, wow, why did I say I would do that? And that goes for life in general, business decisions, taking on more without really connecting with, does this feel true? So that's my invitation. Practice coming home to that simplicity within your heart. Does this feel true? One of the other strong currencies with simplicity and being simple is humility. So another invitation and a take home for you is I want you to really think about and feel into, am I saying yes to whatever said thing is in order to allow or make someone else happy, to be validated? Because what ends up happening is that humility gets lost in translation, where we're feeling that we have to adhere to someone else, whether that's in a company environment or in a relationship, whatever that may be. So often I see this across the board, and it's been my own personal practice, really working in those relational ways to, you know, we're programmed to not want to disappoint. Our ego doesn't want to let others down. It's a pride thing. It's an ego thing. It's a self-worth thing. We unpack that in much deeper ways in a lot of the bigger, longer workshops and offerings that I have. But the piece here for you to consider right now is, are you, when you're making decisions, when you're saying yes or no to things, be clear on where the source is coming from. Is this for you? Are you being true to you? Or are you being true to what someone else wants of you, which in the end will always and only backfire? We all know this to be true. So part of living simply is getting really honest, getting true. I did a whole podcast all around being honest and really connecting with that honest rhythm within, because that's the space where love lives. That's the space where truth lives. Simple holds space for compassion. How can we possibly shift in our lives and our relationships if we're busy showing up as someone else wants us to, as opposed to in our truth? That's setting ourselves up for a complete destructive unfolding in whatever the relationship may be. So being simple is being true. It's being honest. It's having humility. It's owning our vulnerability. One of the last pieces here that I'll share as an offering is, simple is not in a hurry. If you are hurrying, chances are you are overcomplicating. My invitation is, come home to that beautiful, knowing, wise heart. Trust it knows the way, because it does. Your heart knows simple. And you, my love, are incredibly powerful. So may that simple energy and presence of you guide you. I hope that today you felt a little something-something. I know you did. And allow whatever came through to be a place and a space you can come home to. I hope to connect with you all, whether it be in the virtual world, through some of the new ways that we have that are coming up. Stay tuned. Live in person if you're here, or in Tulum. My heart is with each and every one of you. I also want to mention I've got some juicy, exciting guests queued up for this next season, so do stay tuned. If you would like a topic or a guest to join me on the air, reach on out, heartrise@jessiemay.com, through the site, wherever you feel called. And I love each and every one of you. Happy, happy day. Happy heart, much love, and I will see you and connect with you next Tuesday, if not sooner.